Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ah, the first new show of the year with that new show smell. I don't know how you spent your holiday, but I was mostly just editing sketches to the point where I actually got caught up. You ever do that? Get completely caught up with all your errands? It's weird. It's like decompressing too fast from scuba diving. I couldn't even enjoy it. So, this week, we have some things about our New Year's culture, including resolutions, of course, and our cast member Jessica Park's horrible experiences on Uber. Plus, Gil's parody of the movie Three Identical Strangers, which maybe you haven't heard of. I barely knew what that movie was until last week, and now we're all going to hear a parody. Plus, kind of an experiment at the end, an actual panel show, where we chat as ourselves playing this party game Ben invented called Weed, Coke, Bath Salts. Oh, and a sex scandal hits the Muppet Show. That's from our writer Joe Davis, who lives in Baltimore and spends his time thinking about that kind of thing. This is the final edition Radio Hour.
Oh, wow. All the way across town for only $5?
Request Uber. Oh, no. Did I just... No. Shit. That was an Uber pool. Cancel. Crap. Ugh. Fee? Oh, fuck it. He's only 1 minute away. It's late.
Hey, Mandy?
Yep. Oh, sir, there are already 4 passengers.
Sorry, I guess we hit the wrong button.
This chick barely counts, though, because she's passed out.
Yeah, their drop-off is like 2 blocks. You want to cancel?
No, it's fine. Can you guys just scoot over a little? I don't want to sit on your lap.
That's okay. I'm okay with that.
Just move the limp one over.
Dude, why you gotta cock-block me?
Over! Right there!
I can't. It's a driveway.
No, it's a drive-through. Taco Bell, bitches!
I can't do that.
Oh my god, I swear I'll tip you really well.
$10 cash right now, if she's okay with it.
It's fine, whatever, just be quick. Whoa! Fuck, are you fingering her?
Whoa, can a guy get some privacy?
Oh my god!
Chill. She woke up and gave me consent. You missed it. She just passed out again.
It's probably true. She's been, like, in love with him the whole semester.
Seriously, bro. Fuck. Get her off of me.
Hey, bro. What's up? Hey, you got any blood at the house? Oh, wait.
Oh, my God.
Party foul, dude.
Okay, get out, everyone.
Oh, my God. Can you lift Karen?
Get oh, my God. I mean, look, you can stay if you want.
In a puddle of puke? Fuck, this is a terrible neighborhood and it's 3 a.m.
I have to go clean this. It's up to you.
Fine. Please drop me off. Now.
Oh, we got another pickup.
Are you kidding?
I gotta get my quota for the night.
Why are you turning around?
It's the GPS. I don't pick the route.
You're passing where you picked me up. The vomit on my skin is already drying.
GPS. Hey, by the way, where are you from? Like, how long have you been here? What's your favorite food? Are you in therapy? Does your therapist have a funny voice? What color are your underpants? I'm just kidding. What's your number? Is the address I'm taking you to where you live? What are your thoughts on Sisterwise? Anyone ever tell you you look like a younger version of their mom? Has anyone ever told you you look like a young version of my mom?
Let me out.
I'm gonna give you a shit rating, you bitch.
Fine.
No driver is ever gonna pick you up with a shit rating again.
Why are the doors locked?
I just feel like you need a little more time to change your mind. Here, take my number. I really hope you call.
I'm reporting you.
You think our bosses care? As long as we don't ask for a living wage, we can do whatever the fuck we want. Well, looks like I've been driving 12 hours, locked out. Last chance to go get a drink, or if you're in a hurry, we can just put down some garbage bags before I switch over to the Lyft app.
Oh my god, are you my Uber?
Gasoline drugs, and his jitney bug. He packed them on the fenders, and he packed them on the hood. He packed them by the dozen, and he of the dozen good.
From out the heap, there came a cry. Hey, take that suitcase out of my eye.
Gasoline drugs, and his jitney bug.
You want to go to Del Taco?
Stop it. Yes.
Yeah? I love Del Taco.
Me too.
I mean, I just vomited, so I got lots of room for tacos now.
Oh my god, stop being so sexy.
Oh my god, we should call an Uber right now.
Let's call another Uber
And
right
go to
now.
Your place.
But let's put Karen inside.
I live with my parents, so I can't go to my place.
Oh my god, wait, I'm dropping Karen.
Okay,
oh
we don't god, bring so, her, okay?
Oh my god.
It's fine. If she's asleep, I don't care, okay?
No, but
all
she's
I need
my
is a hole.
Friend.
I just need a hole.
Jesse, okay? She's my friend.
Oh my god, you just say my name?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm in love. You just said my name?
Okay, let's make out a little, but then we need to get Karen inside, like, for real.
Okay, put her on the ground, and then we'll make out.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
God, stop.
Sorry. Just the taste of your mouth made me
god.
Feel sick. Just because, like, there's, like, lip stuff
Jesse!
On your lips. It's real gross to me.
What did you I'm eat? Just, borscht? Oh, what is this?
I did. I had a lot
you
of borscht.
You need to go to a doctor.
I had a
this
lot.
Like blood.
Okay, let's make out.
Tell us your New Year's resolutions.
This January 1st, I'm putting Jan first. Because it is my time.
You go, Jan.
Thank you.
I just want the government to shut down.
This year, I'm going to stop smoking. That's right, I'm not going to be as hot as I used to be.
Oh, so you're getting started early?
Shut up.
I want world peace and a hand grenade.
This New Year's, I'm going to lose 15 pounds. That's right, I'm killing my small dog.
My New Year's resolution is for infinite resolutions.
Double penetration.
I'm going to start eating more vegetarians.
Pie, ruse, deers, as a new shit is dimed having a stroke.
My resolution is to join Jim. My friend Jim, he goes to Big Buffalo Wild Wings all the time.
My New Year's resolution is like 3 years old. Don't tell anyone.
My clue year resolution is a single fiber.
My boo, yes. Resispooktion is happy Halloween!
My 2 years resolution is double penetration.
It's been a difficult time for the Walt Disney Company, having recently fired Roseanne Barr for offensive tweets and, later, Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn, who was fired for the same reason, but not really. And now, a beloved children's icon is caught up in the storm. Emma Thorne has more.
It's time to play the music! It's time to light the light!
Lonely? Yeah, Gonzo gets lonely. Sad? Ooh, I know sad. But do you know what you can do with the things that you see to make life more like a jamboree?
The great Gonzo, daredevil and staple of the long-running comedy troupe, The Muppets, has been fired following allegations of bestiality, which surfaced when old social media posts were unearthed by bloggers, allegedly in retaliation for critical tweets about the president.
I made a few jokes about firing the president out of a cannon. Why not? I fire myself out of a cannon 2 shows a night.
I had the opportunity to interview the great Gonzo as he and his longtime partner Camilla packed up their dressing room at the Muppet Theater on La Cienega.
It's not like I've been hiding my behavior for the past 40 years. I've been pretty open about it. Isn't that right, Camilla?
When pressed about using the word relationships, Gonzo also revealed that he is a practicing polyamorist.
Hey, chickens are no strangers to open relationships. There's always one rooster for multiple chickens. Of course, Camilla here is my primary partner.
Meanwhile, the rest of the Muppet cast is divided in 2 camps. One happy to see the great Gonzo get a pink slip, and the other demanding he be brought back, of the former is Sam the Eagle.
It's no accident that the degeneracy of our great culture began around the same time that weirdo made his television debut, or when Colin Kaepernick was born.
Another cast member said, quote,
chukur chukur for not for vacation, bark bark bark,
unquote. But other cast members were eager to support their fired co-stars, such as Floyd and Janice from the show's house band, Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
People used to complain about this back in the 70s, man, bitching about interracial couples on the original show. I mean, what's wrong with a pink Muppet doing it with a yellow-orange Muppet?
Yeah, for sure. Or a yellow-orange Muppet getting it on with a green Muppet. Or a blue one. Or a darker orange one.
Wait, what?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
Surprisingly, the only Muppet reluctant to pick a side is the group's producer and MC, Kermit the Frog, who had this to say about the dismissal of his longtime collaborator.
We're all going to miss the great Gonzo, whose absence will leave an enormous hole in the fabric of our community. But...
Kermit, mon cheri, why so reluctant to support our brothers in arms?
Because I would prefer if the press focused on his unnatural relationship and not ours.
What's so unnatural about a frog tongue and a-
While thankful for the outpouring of support, Gonzo had this to say regarding allegations of bestiality.
I mean, how is it bestiality if nobody knows what I am?
I mean, I'd fuck him.
The 2020 presidential race has already started with speculation on possible Democratic candidates. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
I'm voting for hindsight, because they say hindsight.
Well, as in 2008 and 2016, I think Hillary is inevitable.
Well, if it's the year 2020, I'm obviously voting for Barbara Walters.
Is Obama running again? Michelle.
If your election lasts longer than 4 hours, consult your doctor.
Yeah, I'd vote for your mom.
Yeah, my mom's Elizabeth Warren.
I'm gonna just flip a coin and then vote for George Washington.
I'm doing what I do every year, writing in Michael Dukakis.
Every year?
I travel to different states where they have runoff elections to make sure.
He's voted for him for mayor, for city council, for zoning board. Yes on him is a proposition.
It doesn't matter who I vote for. I'm just there to get the stickers to complete my machine.
I accidentally write in myself because I think that's where my signature goes.
Is 2020...
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Final Edition is proud to have in the studio a very special guest. You've probably seen his videos, shared his memes. Now please welcome the YouTube sensation, Pizza Rat.
Yeah, thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here.
So since climbing down those subway steps and over 10 million views, it's been quite a journey for you, Pizza Rat. What have you been doing with yourself these past few years?
Please call me Stan.
Oh, that's your name?
Yeah, well, pretty much all of us rats are named Stan.
That makes sense. After Staten Island.
Yes, of course. However, after doing the lecture circuit for a while, mostly state fairs, I have a lot of cousins on the road, and I began working on a thesis for the Harvard Medical Journal. Journal about the effects of genetically modified food on the urban dwelling rat population.
Fascinating.
And then I did a run of ads for GoDaddy.com.
Your video has sparked off a connection with Armageddon and the apocalypse. Do you have any opinion on that?
Yes. I find it very interesting how the so-called doomsday culture has embraced me as a symbol for the end times. Yet I always felt that my connection with that piece of pizza was more about the cyclical nature of life, sort of the yin and the yang. Like Kierkegaard said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward.
Well said. And where do you stand politically?
I try to stay pretty apolitical. Most of us rats do. But I will say, since Trump became president, the trash has gotten a lot better.
So you like Trump?
No, I like trash.
Well, thank you for visiting us, Pizza Rat. Pizza Stan, it was very enlightening.
Thanks, dude. Pizza out.
This week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, Cop Show. But just the part where they say, what do we have here?
So, what do we have here?
Oh, man. What do we have here?
So, what do we have here?
I mean, there's not much left of her. What do we have here?
What do we have here?
Man, oh, what do we have here?
Okay, what do we have here now?
What do we have here? Hey, what do we have over here?
Well, what do we have her?
Then I was telling my husband, what do we have here?
Now, what do we have her?
What do we have here?
And what will we be having here?
And what do we have there? Here, sorry, here.
Where even is here, and what have we there?
What we had here all along was friendship.
What do we have here?
That's Cop Show, but just the part where they say, what do we have here? That's Sundays at 3:45 in the morning on the Final Edition Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Hannity. I'm Sean Hannity, and our very special guest is calling in on WhatsApp, the god of capitalism himself, Santa Claus. Santa, welcome.
Oh, what's that, Sean? I can't hear you over the sound of my Amazon scanner.
I'm sorry, Santa. Did you say Amazon scanner?
I've been acquired, Sean. Me, the missus, the elves, we're all part of Amazon now.
Well, that's great, Santa, doing your patriotic duty by becoming part of Amazon.
Thank you, Sean, but really this is about baby Jesus. Amazon is helping to make sure that Jesus comes back to Earth by creating the hellish environment described in the Book of Revelations.
Wow, Santa, I had no idea Amazon was doing such important work.
It is the responsibility of good American Christians everywhere to be acquired and be subservient to Amazon. Ho, ho, ho.
Fantastic. And what about you, Santa? How are you, the great god of capitalism, going to deliver presents to the world this year?
Oh, Amazon does that now. I'm just going to finish my unpaid shift at the warehouse, then rotate over to drone operations for the night.
Well, before you go, could you give us one more jolly ho-ho-ho?
What's that, Sean? My Amazon ankle bracelet is buzzing. Oh, no, I've been on the phone too long. I've got to get back to work.
Did you say ankle bracelet?
Oh, God, it burns. My plastic boot is melting into my skin.
Santa? Santa, are you there?
No! No!
Well, like many children who hear the truth from their parents, we have just lost Santa as well.
This is how we move.
I wouldn't believe the story if someone else were telling it, but it's true, every word of it. My name is Keith Saltajanes. The year was this September. I showed up to record the Final Edition like I always do, and suddenly people are running up to me saying, Ben, how are you? Ben, hi! I'm like, my name's not Ben, it's Keith. I don't know what you're talking about. And then the guy said, you're not gonna believe this. You and Ben are wearing the same shirt today.
It was a green shirt, like a dress shirt, but a softer material.
Oh my God.
A story that proves life is stranger than fiction.
Keith opens the door and I'm floored. His shirt is my shirt. My shirt is his shirt. And it's all true.
Everyone at Lampoon was buzzing. Keith and Ben are shirt twins. They're wearing the same shirt. Two of a kind. And I look down and I'm like, I think I might be the third.
When people ask me what is the most remarkable story you ever encountered, I say the time Gil, Ben, and Keith dressed the same. And then the story went from being amazing to incredible.
The following Wednesday, I walk in, and Ben and Gil are both wearing blue hoodies.
And guess what Keith was wearing?
Blue hoodie.
You three have been on the cover of every newspaper in the world.
True.
They were like brothers.
We were inseparable from then on. People would ask us to show up wearing the shirts.
It was a miracle. Nothing could keep them apart. That's when things got kind of funky.
The third week we showed up, something was just not right.
Ben and Keith were both wearing white t-shirts with like a fun vest over. Very 90s.
But Gil wore something completely different, like a red polo.
Ben went berserk.
He jumped on Gil, hitting him and throwing him around.
We were supposed to be brothers! We were brothers! You son of a bitch!
How could they not coordinate better?
What did it all mean?
They're trying to conceal what they did from the people they did it to.
When you play with people's lives, you're doing something wrong.
There are a lot of powerful people who would love to have this story silenced.
There's really so much we still don't know.
It's a mystery.
We all wore the same shirt twice in a row, and then the third time we didn't. And then Ben stabbed me.
We had something special. Gil's an asshole.
Coming soon. Give us awards, please.
Yes, that's right. It's time for another edition of America's favorite game show, Weed, Coke, Bath Salts.
Yay!
Where we list three random celebrities and our panel decides which one they would do weed with, which one they would do coke with, and which one they would do bath salts with. It's like fuck, marry, kill, but different enough that we can't get sued.
Who are they? I want to fuck, marry, and kill them.
In that order, who to get their money.
Who copyrighted fuck, marry, kill?
Joseph fuck, marry.
Oh, I think that is...
Okay, our first competition thing. A horse, a jockey, a guy who blew his kids' braces money at the track.
A horse.
I'm doing weed with the horse.
Yeah. I think that's
coke,
right.
Coke horse with the jockey. Chill. Jockey, short guy. Coke, short
guy. Coke with the short guy?
Yeah. He's into it. Yeah, bath salts with the guy who lost his kids' money. He has the least amount to live for.
I feel like I almost feel like that guy needs the weed, except I want to do the weed with the horse.
The jockey, the coke, right?
Don't do coke with the horse.
Jockey, the coke.
That's a given. That's like Napoleon complex type of.
That's the thing with coke?
Choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. It's like, hey man, I'm aggressive.
And
I'm
the guy who blew his kids' braces money on the track. I mean, he's doing bath salts,
right? He's already doing them. He's like experienced. He could be our spirit guide.
But the weed is like his vacation from it.
Mm-hmm.
What does a horse on bath salts like, though, guys?
Well, that you could get killed. That's the thing. I'm thinking of a horse on bath salts.
You want to be within a 5-mile radius of that?
Yeah, you could get
Although
kicked.
Although they do enjoy a salt lick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to our next one.
All right.
Smokey the Bear,
right.
Woodsy the Owl, or McGruff the Crime Dog?
McGruff has got to be the coke.
You think so?
Yeah, he's like, you know, hyped up crime dog.
It's kind of
really.
Classic drug.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that'll turn him into like a real gross, like, doesn't care what constitutional laws he violates crime.
It's like a bad lieutenant scenario.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's not like only the law. He's like, only you can prevent crime.
Right.
Motherfucker.
See, I think
Smokey.
We give weed.
Out there run the streets.
Smokey to weed, the weed? No.
Smokey
no.
is obviously
What if he sets
weed.
A fire, though?
Exactly.
That so
That's
funny.
Why.
Maybe he vapes.
Because it's hilarious.
He vapes.
Oh. Vapey the bear?
Vapey.
I'd do coke with Smokey, because then he'd just get real hyped up and like,
the other one,
just
Smacky
maul
the
someone.
Frog?
Yeah, Smacky the Frog.
Totally bath salts.
Woodsy,
no.
Woodsy the owl.
Do heroin.
The that's the give a hoot, don't pollute.
Well, so
you know the
bath
owl
salts.
That wears like the Robin Hood hat and like the Boy Scout uniform?
Bath salts then, because he lives in the trash.
It's kind of dirty.
Next,
we have Vanna White, the announcer from Jeopardy.
So this is not Alex Trebek.
Not Alex Trebek, the guy who's like,
this is Jeopardy.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay, that guy.
So Vanna White, the This is Jeopardy guy, or the Deal or No Deal briefcase girls.
I'm thinking Vanna White is coke and the briefcase girl. I would go with briefcase girls for weed.
I think briefcase girls weed. Vanna White coke. And then the weird announcer guy, Batsell. Because you don't know, his whole face could be scabs.
What does he look like? What do you think he looks
nobody
like?
Nobody
knows. I bet he wears a cowboy hat.
He wears whatever he
nothing
wants.
Nothing else.
He's wearing pajama bottoms.
He's nude with a cowboy hat in the recording booth.
I picture a pageboy cat.
Oh, he's never. He's been nude like for 30 there. Years.
He wore a suit the first time.
Aww.
Weed, coke, bath salts.
I realize that.
So that was all written by Jessica Park, Joe Davis, Ebby Parker, Ben Kirshner, Valerie Vandepan, and Gil Barron. It was performed and improvised by most of those people, plus Barry Lank, Samantha Gerwitz, Keith Saltajanes, Jean Augusto, Matt Wilkie, Chase O'Donnell, Sean Will, Mike Besaw, and two-time Obie winner Dominique DeBell as Camilla the Chicken. We had a ton of music, of course, from Kevin MacLeod. Everything was produced and engineered by me, Barry Lank, with technical help from the mighty, mighty Kurt Carlson. Good night.
And how you gonna make it? Them pants whipping you up to your knees.
But it's gonna be a cold, cold winter.
Well, you go and find yourself a place to stay.
Oh, honey, when that north wind starts to blow.